Yeah, this is number 7 for us here. Just kind of grinding through it, you know. Got a few things done yesterday. Hopefully get some more done today and tomorrow and move into next week. Conditions are good for us yesterday. We had some good work in there with the wet field, wet ball, and so forth. So a little different today. We'll take whatever comes and try to make the most of it.
So what went into the decision to sweeten Rob's contract to put some incentives in there for the season?
I'll discuss the player contract.
Do you feel like he needed any extra motivation, or is that just a way of rewarding a guy who's been a very good player for you?
Right. I guess it's the same answer. I'm not going to discuss player contracts.
So what have you learned about Coney Ealy, you know, just from the last, 2-3 months of having him here that maybe you didn't know before?
Yeah, didn't really know Coney much at all. Great kid, works hard, really accountable, tries to do everything right.
He's listed at 275, which is probably a little bit heavier for maybe an edge position, maybe traditionally than we've seen here. I don't know if you'd agree with that assessment, but I mean, does he remind you of anyone at that spot that you've had in the past, just from a body type?
Well, you know, with all players, all new players especially, we try to, work with them on their physical skills, which includes, weight, conditioning, and so forth, strength, and just try to maximize it for what's best for them. So, you know, each of us are different, and we'll try to find what's best for him in what we do, not in what some other team did, but, you know, what we do.
Yesterday where I think he maybe got his hand up in the passing lane and batted the ball down. I mean, we've seen the disruption obviously from him in the Super Bowl from a couple years ago, but is that something that you've seen out on the field through 6 practices, or is that hard to see, you know, in this setting?
Yeah, I mean, the line play is definitely tempoed down, but, you know, we've gotten some batted balls, good for the defense, bad for the offense. So obviously we can't throw it through them, but length plays a part of that. But, you know, that's not really a big emphasis point out here. We don't want to have a lot of contact in the interior line play. It's a teaching camp. Skill guys can run around, but, you know, we don't have many running plays, hardly any. And the passing plays, we don't want to power rush the lineman into the quarterback and things like that, so... We'll see more of that in camp. I don't think it's that big a deal right now.
Bill, what have you seen from James Devlin, how much he's grown over the years coming in as a practice squad for you?
Yeah, James works hard. He's improved every year. One of the strongest players on our team. Very dependable, smart. He helps us in a lot of different ways. He does a lot of the unsung, dirty jobs. You know, he goes into the corner and gets the puck. He doesn't stand in front of the net and put it in, but he goes and digs it out.
Bill, both Jimmy and Jacoby spoke of the competition in the quarterbacks' room. Even right now, I know you said it's a teaching camp, but it sounds like they're pretty competitive. How would you describe the competition level among those 3 guys?
Well, I think it's competitive on the team, you know, to learn and get the assignments right and come out here and do it right. It's not a, physically competitive camp, but, yeah, sure, it's competitive to learn and execute the opportunities that we get to do that. Yeah, absolutely. I'd say it's across the board, though, in all positions.
I'd say to us, it looks like there's a pretty clear-cut hierarchy at that spot for you guys, but does it feel like a competition where they're all competing against each other for time?
I think we have competition throughout our entire team, and I think that'll, whatever happens will be decided by whatever the players earn in training camp. I mean, nobody's going to make the team out here in this week or next week. It's not what this is for. But it'll put him in position to compete later on, and then we'll see what happens.
Looks like you've had some college coaching staff here at practice. Yesterday was, I think, Florida, and today looks like Vanderbilt. Any reason you guys have those coaches out here?
We've had them here. Yeah, we've had them here every year. We've had about a lot of coaches come through here. We go to see them. They come to see us. We open our doors to them, sure. We have good relationships with a lot of lot of the colleges, and again, the colleges do a great job of accommodating our scouts and coaches in the off season into their programs to give us information about their players, and you know, we reciprocate.
Bill, with all that you've accomplished in your coaching career, what are some things left that you still want to accomplish?
I'd like to go out and have a good practice today. That would be at the top of the list right now.
What's after that?
Well, we'll correct it and get ready for tomorrow.
Bill, since there's no contact right now, how difficult is it to evaluate the running back position?
Well, again, all the positions are under the same structure, so it's a teaching camp. It's an opportunity to get plays installed, do a lot of teamwork. You know, the contact part of the game, some of the individual fundamentals are going to have to wait till training camp. We'll get to them at that time, and then we'll execute them at a competitive level and see how it goes.
What sort of development have you seen from Gino Grissom since he came here as a rookie?
You know, Gino's done a lot of different things for us. He continues to work hard and improve. Improved a lot in the kicking game last year, and he's doing a lot of things for us on defense now, both outside and inside. So we'll see how it goes. Great kid that works hard, does everything you ask him to do.
James O'Shaughnessy, who you guys acquired in the trade from the Chiefs. What was it about him that just made you want to work with him and see what he might be able to do?
You know, he's another player we saw part of the draft a couple of years ago. He's played quite a bit for Kansas City, mostly in a kicking game. But, you know, has some skills at tight end. Put him in the competition, see how it goes. You know, didn't feel like there was a... Felt like the trade was, you know, something we were willing to give up for a player of his caliber. So we made that move.
That group as a whole, that tight end group, like when Dwayne Allen almost seems like the smallest guy, does that stand out to you because he's a big guy at 6'3"? I mean, he's got a lot of length there, it looks like.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it goes. I mean, in the end, it comes down to, you know, performance, execution. It's not a beauty contest, but playing football, so we'll see how we play.
And on Lawrence Guy.
Guys, we're going to take two more.
Is there anything that you saw from him, whether, you know, from preparing to play Baltimore, you know, that made you want to sign him, or was that more like the full body of work? I mean, obviously it's both, but do you see, because there was a development that obviously happened there from when he first came in the league.
No question. Yeah, no, he's come a long way from, you know, Arizona State. He was a young player. You know, he's been in the league, whatever it is, 7 years, 6 years, and it's only 26, 27. So he was a 20-year-old rookie, basically, when he came out. Yeah, he's developed quite a bit. We've seen his growth, both on and off the field, from our interactions with him, you know, back in Arizona State. So he's, you know, obviously we had a lot of respect for him playing against the Ravens, but I'd say more to the total body of work and improvement and progression that he's made through the course of his career.
One of the attractions there, Bill, is ability to sort of play anywhere on the defensive line.
We'll see. Yeah. Yeah, you know, what guys have done for another team is, you know, great, but we'll see what they do for us and how it all works out. I don't know how that's going to go.
All right.
Okay, great. Thank you.